The Brooklyn-based theater group The Civilians was founded on the principles of what's called investigative theater. Founder Steve Kossin says the company produces work that begins with extensive research and journalistic interviews about subjects that they then turn into fictional plays.
Some of our shows we do verbatim and really draw word for word from the interviews to create the script of the play. And sometimes the interviews are a leaping off point and then a story develops from it. Ultimately, my way into any subject matter is trying to find a question. I don't think a play is necessarily something that wants to answer a question. The way I think of a play is something that, you know, if it wants to maybe ask the question in the most compelling way possible, and in fact, you know, leave the audience with a bigger sense of what the questions might be.
The troupe's latest work premieres this week at Kansas City Rep. Kossin calls it The Great Immensity, and it explores the subject of global warming and climate change through a mystery about two sisters, Polly, a nature documentarian, and Phyllis, a wife and mother, with a life so busy environmental issues don't have much time to register.
Polly, the filmmaker sister, her problem is that all of these environmental issues, the climate change question, the energy question, the resource question, it becomes real for her. So she has, for whatever reasons, a change of consciousness in which it becomes very tangible. It becomes very, very real. And her sister, Phyllis, I kind of think of as, you know, the person that most of us would identify with, in which, yeah, we understand that these things are real. And yeah, I do think, you know, the majority of people do understand that is in fact happening. But like Phyllis, we're just, you know, we're living our lives.
The play's mix of identifiable characters and scientific debate inspired Kossin to seek funding from the National Science Foundation. The grant that was awarded them helped the play find its footing.
And then the rest of the grant supports the production. It supports lots of educational programs that accompany the show. So there's a curriculum we've been developing that would accompany the show wherever it goes.
As the play was taking shape, the grant also allowed Kossin to do research in the Arctic Circle. And true to The Civilians' kaleidoscopic style, the show includes musical numbers from composer Michael Friedman. Among the songs is Margin of Error, drawn from statistics about climate change from the New York Times.
The polls show 57% of Americans think something's happening to the climate.
91% think it's somewhat serious. 40% think it's somewhat important.
There are songs that are very funny. There are songs that are very moving. For me, it really opens up the sort of the platform of the subject, like it just broadens the landscape of the story.
Because Kossin hopes the show asks more questions than it answers, four performances of the show will be followed by Q&A sessions designed to further engage the audience. Steve Walker, KCUR News.